Tuesday night, Mitt Romney accomplished a rare political feat and a dubious one. He's a Massachusetts politician who lost the first-in-the-nation primary right next door in New Hampshire. Romney came in second to Arizona Senator John McCain, not only among independents as anticipated, but also among registered Republicans. Romney did win the Wyoming caucuses last weekend, but apparently that race was so lightly contested that no one really cared. It was sort of like winning a game of basketball in the driveway by yourself. Romney has enormous financial and organizational advantages over his competition, plus the support of much of the Republican Party establishment. He's squeaky clean, and by looks and sound, he might as well have been sent from central casting to play President of the United States. I've never seen a more handsome politician with a more resonant voice. But he's not catching on. So why can't Mitt Romney get any traction in this wide-open GOP field, and what are his chances of getting better in this race? Republican strategist Todd Domke joins us to help us understand Mitt Romney's next move. Hello, Todd.
Hello there.
Let's start with the January 15th Michigan primary. It's very different from New Hampshire, and Romney has a lot at stake. He was born in Michigan. His father ran AMC and was the governor there for three terms. What are Romney's chances in Michigan, and what is he doing to make sure he wins there?
Well, he's going to be spending a lot of his own money.
Again.
That hasn't worked so far.
No.
And frankly, I mean, yes, he was born there, but it's not as if those under the age of 50 would, you know, be all that familiar with the family or anything. So he comes in a pretty desperate situation. He's sort of like, speaking of Spider-Man, more like a cartoon character now as far as being the opposite of a success story, because he's spent a lot of money. He bought the right staff and consultants and did what the polls told him to do, parroted what they said he should say, and yet the voters, as if they have an X-ray machine, see through him and say, no, he's not authentic. No, he's not a real leader.
So it sounds as if you're suggesting, I've heard it suggested elsewhere, that authenticity is his central foible. And his chief rival in Michigan would appear to be a man who basically runs purely on authenticity. That's John McCain. So what does Romney do you think, in Michigan to beat McCain? And as I read Real Clear Politics this morning, the average of the polls has them just about even. What does Romney do to beat McCain in Michigan?
Well, obviously, he has to appeal to not just the local pride in the sense of identifying with the state, having been born there, but also identifying with the needs there. They have been in what's called a one-state recession, while the rest of the nation was doing pretty well. They've really been suffering economically. Romney has attacked the Democratic governor there, putting a lot of blame on her for the recession. You know, Huckabee there, he's also in the mix. He has a more populist message. So the problem for Romney is, after having been sort of a chameleon candidate in saying, being one sort of candidate in Iowa, then in New Hampshire, if he reinvents himself yet again for Michigan, a lot of people, you know, again, will see through that because they've seen the national news coverage. They've been following the race. And you know, it just, again, will not seem authentic. So what can he do? Well, all he can do is what he should have done in the first place. Instead of being the pandering candidate, saying whatever he thinks, you know, Republicans want to hear, and reinventing himself from moderate to conservative by flip-flopping, he should emphasize the idea of being the innovative problem solver, someone who had success in the Olympics and in business and turning around ventures, and hope that since they are in dire straits economically, that they would say, hey, this is the kind of executive we need.
He could cry. Oh, wait, he already did that.
No. Yeah,
well, you know, he did tear up earlier in Iowa. That didn't seem to work for him.
No, it didn't work on...
Somehow it helped Hillary more.
Not on Meet the Press either. He tried.
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
So the general consensus is that each of the Republican candidates needs a win going into super-duper Tuesday on February 5th. Everybody needs to have won at least once.
That's right.
If Romney's unable to win in Michigan, what's his next best chance? Do you think it's South Carolina? Do you think it's Florida? Or is it Nevada?
I don't think it's Florida or South Carolina. Nevada, again, where money might have more of an impact. But his big hope then would be the same as Giuliani's, which is let's hope it remains a split field. And going into Super Tuesday, Romney, then again using his own personal fortune for advertising, can get enough of the share of the delegates and hope that other candidates, including even Ron Paul, Huckabee, of course, Giuliani, of course, McCain, that it's so split that nobody has even close to a majority, so that then we go to a deadlock convention. But the problem for Romney in that case, even, is that the other Republican candidates don't like him. They would never agree on Mitt Romney as a consensus compromise kind of candidate.
Well, it also seems at that point that he's adopting the strategy of Rudy Giuliani, which seems to be let it be a jump ball come February 5th, and then I'm the mayor of America, and I'm going to win all of the delegates on that day.
That's right. That strategy, though, makes sense for a Giuliani who does have national appeal, as you say, known as mayor of America, where he could certainly hope to do well in states like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, for that matter, California, other big states where there are a lot of delegates. So for Giuliani, people would say, oh, his strategy was right all along. But if Mitt Romney adopted that strategy, again, it would look like a desperate sort of last option for him.
And quickly, we're almost out of time. You're a fellow who makes a living thinking about the Republican race and Republican strategy. Are you surprised at Mitt Romney's struggles? He looks like a president of the United States. He sounds like the president of the United States. He's really rich. Are you surprised he's had such a tough time?
No, because I thought he had this problem to begin with, that he really wasn't connecting with real people. Yes, he could appeal to the upper middle class and those who are quite wealthy, but he had more of the corporate boardroom appeal, and he just didn't seem to be willing to do the nitty-gritty to really be able to have a conversation with people as opposed to sounding like a scripted Stepford candidate.
All right, and now I promise my final question.
he does this a lot.
I apologize.
Okay.
If you had to, who would you name this moment as the Republican frontrunner?
Well, I would say McCain and obviously, with the New Hampshire win, he'll have whatever momentum might be out there. But see, someone like Huckabee, he's unacceptable to the Giuliani supporters. Giuliani, unacceptable to the Huckabee supporters. Ron Paul, all of the other candidates are unacceptable. But McCain comes closest to being a consensus kind of candidate.
The default Republican.
And strangely enough, despite him being the oldest candidate, he had the greatest appeal to younger voters in New Hampshire. They like his maverick spirit. And again, they do feel that he is authentic.
Well, that is extremely interesting. Todd Domke, the Republican strategist, thank you so much for coming on and giving us your insight. We appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.